we kind of acted as a liaison between the profession and the academics. So, for instance, early on, we were saying, well, what might the use of pulse oximeters be? Where's the evidence? Or how do you assess a breathless patient remotely? Where's the evidence? So there was quite a number of areas where we'd contact someone in the research community. Trish Greenhalgh was particularly active, and would say, this is the question. Can you check around with your academic colleagues and see if there's any evidence, and if there is, or can you compile the evidence and tell us what we should be doing?